Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us. My name's Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is healing our children and healing our own pain. Part of what we've done for many years in Heart and Soul Healing is work with children and also working with individuals to help release patterns and energies that affect the emotional body, which in turn affect the physical body. For those of you who are just listening to our show for the first time, you can read more about the work that we do by visiting our website, which is kenpage.com. You can also email us with any questions or comments you have after the show at office@kenpage.com. We love hearing from you, and we also appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a challenge with today's workshop or today's talk, and that is because what we have written is how to heal or to release energy from your children is not theirs. But it's part of our training, so it's pretty advanced. Okay, not that you're not advanced, but we don't want to throw something to somebody that makes them feel bad or they don't understand. So we're trying to modify this to where it can be generically work, and everybody could understand however you are trained or whatever you know. And so that's what we're going to do. But we came from that place of taking the way we teach and kind of modifying it to where it fits for the radio show. Now, one of the things that we do with children is we work with children free. All we ask is, so when we're overseas or anywhere else and they want to bring their children, we have them come first. It takes us about 10 minutes. We work with the children.
We have the children come with their parents. If we're working with anyone under 18, we always ask for a parent to be present.
Yeah, and we've never had any problem in 20 years with any kind of strangeness. So we have the parent there. We work with the child. And all we're doing is we're releasing energy from the child that belongs to the parent. And so then after we work with the child, the other parent takes the child back home or takes it away so we can work with the adult or work with the parent. And so just think about, do the people around you start to pick up your feelings, emotions, vibrations, your fears, your worries, your pain? Do they pick it up? And what we see overseas is some children that are really, really sick. Because they start picking up emotions that starts to hurt their body.
We've seen that here in the States as well.
Yeah.
We tend to work with children more lately overseas because we've been overseas more. But also we seem to someone called us the other day, lumberjacks. And they said, when you're a lumberjack, you have to go to where the forest is. And I think that's very appropriate, which is why we've had a number of individuals and sponsors in the States saying, you seem to be working out of the country a lot these last couple of years, and the calling or the forest seems to be overseas, and we'll go where the work is. If you want to sponsor us, if you want to bring us to your area, just drop us an email and let us know that, and we'll be happy to come. So our experience of late, especially this past year and a half, has been working with a great deal of children that are in countries where the adults have been, and the lineage and the culture and the heritage has been more oppressive, more challenging for them as adults to live in their societies than working and living here in the States in some areas.
But, you know, every single person that's, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s had a pretty rough childhood, especially when it depends on what country and what culture, and so many things can be oppressive. And some of that energetic pattern stay with us. Now, for children, we want to you can release what's on your child because it's you. You can take back the energy that they have accidentally picked up, or the emotion, or what's going on with your house, or what's going on with the way you feel, or whatever's happening around there. They have picked up a little bit of that energy, just like they pick it up from their friends. When we were overseas, we had this one family come, and he said, the divorce over there is not as great as it is in the United States, okay? And not that that's good or bad, that people stay together longer. And you know how that, what those kind of dynamics could be. But this child, his friend was getting a divorce, and he was picking up the energetics from his friend and what they were going through in the divorce, and he was starting to wear it or react to it. And the parents didn't know what to do with it because they were sensing those feelings around the child. Now, the other one I saw the other day, well, not the other day, it's been a couple months, but it was, I was doing a workshop, and there were some people there, and they was on helping and healing children, and they brought this little boy, he was about, 4 years old, and when I was working with him, all of a sudden I could sense, and you could taste it, taste tobacco and smoke. And I said, "Do you smoke?" And they said, "Yes." Okay. So he was picking up secondhand smoke from his parents, and actually he was being affected by the addiction or by the nicotine of the smoking. So do we ever think about how do our emotions ripple and affect others?
Children don't have the opportunity to always have a choice of what energetics they pick up. They are always with their parents. They love their parents. Parents love their children. Not much different than the unconditional love that animals have.
Yes, but we know that's true because look at the things we picked up. So we don't even have to say our children. We look at what we did as a young person and picked up and still dealt with all of our life. We can really understand how children pick it up.
Well, think about this. Here you are, and you're a little tyke, and you're still in your crib. Maybe you're only a year and a half or 2 years old or two and a half, whatever you are, and you're dealing with, you know, looking out and exploring your world, and you have your own emotions. And then there's your mother and your father and whatever dynamics they are involved in at the time. And so you have your own emotions, and then you have your mother's emotions. And so your mother's emotions end up combining with yours, and then your father's emotions combine with yours. If you've got older brothers or older sisters, those emotions combine with yours. If there are other people who live in the house, if there's nannies, all of the energetics and all of the emotions of everyone combine with your emotions to the point where as you get older, you begin to wonder, whose emotions are these? Are they mine, or are they my mother's or my father's? This is what happens to children.
One of the most repressive countries I've ever worked in is many people in the country were under the most repressive energy, and that was Ireland. And that was before the referendum. Remember, in 96, they passed a law where you could get a divorce. Up until then, you could separate, but the Catholic Church would not allow you to get a divorce. So imagine being in the worst relationship you could be in and staying 10 years longer than you should. It becomes downright abusive. And because it was a Catholic family, they were large families. So there was a lot of drinking. So they had all those dynamics that you would imagine in a larger family. Family was drinking. Family had oppression. A family wasn't happy. And it was just really a heavy energy. And then, of course, in 96, they started to allow, or they passed a referendum that allowed for divorce. And then, of course, and you know who didn't want to stop it? So do you know who wanted to stop it? Nancy?
Well, of course, the farmers didn't want to have them stop.
Yeah, the farmers were afraid the wives would leave them. Because now, if you're a farmer's wife, you're working for some 14 and 15 hours a day, and you're probably pretty darn tired of it. So they were afraid of divorce because they would all say, I'm not doing this anymore. So you could just imagine. Okay, so let's get back to how to clear your children, and also this will work with you, and how to clear pains or aches that you have in your body, and how to release that energy.
Now, babies and children up to about the age of 5, they're very easy to clear, and you can do this in about 10 minutes. Once children are about school age, they have not only energetically taken on the patterns from their parents and their siblings, brothers and sisters, and everything else going on in their home, but they begin to take on the patterns from school, from teachers, or child care centers, or daycare centers, and all the other children that they're going to school with. And in addition, they're also taking on the energetics of not just their school friends, but their school friends' families as well. So you've got an awful lot of energetics that your school-age children are bringing home with them every day.
So we find about the age is about 8, and this is kind of a rough age, but around 8, the school system and where they're in is telling them how to be. And we become less and less creative and more structured to do what we are told. And that creativity starts to change around 8 or 9 if we don't encourage it longer.
See, every child is involved and reflects the energetic complexities of every single adult and every single other individual in their life by the time they're 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah, and so that's this whole thing about indigo children or special children or crystal children. You know, I think many of us were indigo children, but what happened is we lost it because we were not encouraged to allow that creativity to come out. And many of us had to go back and find that creativity when we were older and allow that kind of energy to be with us again. So I think the quality of indigo children is within many of us if we're allowed to develop our creativity and allow to play and allow to have that creativity within ourselves. And maybe that's the play within ourselves.
Well, if we're allowed to do that, that's a wonderful thing. If we're encouraged as we begin to grow and develop in our own chakra centers, and then we begin to experience some of the lessons that we've set up for ourselves as young children, then we can explore those dynamics, we can continue with our creativity, and we can grow into a healthier young adult who then is a more balanced adult. Society doesn't always allow that to occur. Parents don't always allow the normal instincts of a child to occur. Some children have a more restricted life than other children. That's where we see more energetic patterns from parents and from groups that the child is in.
Well, I was going to say, and if they have a trauma or somebody's a death in their family or an accident or if they're hurt or many, many things happen, there is a part of us that thinks, this is not a safe place to be. I feel safer watching myself than being in my body. So we find this to be true for many, many people. And the age is about 3, and we've talked about this before, but at 3 it seems that we make 3 major decisions. And we're not prepared to make any decisions other than maybe climbing out of our crib, but we make decisions as it might not be safe to be here. It might not be safe to take our power, and whether we're smart or dumb. And that is how we were treated. If we're treated that we're not very smart, or we're treated that we put down a lot, then we could start feeling that we're not smart. And then when that happens, and it happened to me, it's like we're constantly competing against ourselves to be better and better, and we're never good enough.
Okay? See, we're not talking about intelligence here. We're not talking about whether an individual has an intelligence quotient that's higher than any other thing. When a child is around 3 or 4 years of age, then their psyche can begin to become hardwired with whether or not they're going to be very smart or whether they're going to consider themselves as not smart. You know, dumb is a harsh word, but it's the opposite polarity of smart. And many people feel inferior in the intelligence area of their life, and they grow up thinking that. They grow up thinking that I can't do this or I can't do that because I won't succeed or I'm not smart or I don't have the abilities. And all of that is given energetically to a child when they're around before the age of four.
Yeah, and this can happen with brothers and sisters or people around or babysitters or who knows what. Okay, we can all be influenced by many people, as we know, because we all have been hurt by somebody that we wouldn't normally think that they would hurt us.
Well, this comes from our experience, and you may have different experiences, but we're just sharing with you some of the experiences we've had in directly working with thousands of children around the world. And over the last few years, we're beginning to see even more and more children, because as Ken said, we work with kids free. We work with a number of people free. Handicapped individuals we'll work with free, and we have sliding scales, and we do a lot free. That's one of the reasons we run a 501c3 organization, because we have a more our approach is a humanitarian. We want to just help individuals as much as we can. So we are recognized in many other countries as charities organizations. So we have access to a lot of benefits that we can offer different people throughout our services.
But we do it for ourselves. We try to find a balance of giving and taking, you know, receiving and a balance of giving to where it feels good for us. That's where we draw the line, okay? How much you give away, how much do you receive, and how do you find the balance? I think we're all trying to find that balance. But let's get back to these children. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do it? And you also have to realize that you know you were in your mother's womb for 9 months, okay? Everything she was thinking, her emotions, her feelings, how her diet, how she felt about herself, how she felt about your father, what was happening, all those things could have had an effect on you. And we know they had an effect on our children, okay?
What about the dynamics around that you're involved in at the time you even conceive? We don't often think about that. And the moment that you realize that you are pregnant, or that your wife is pregnant, or that your partner is pregnant, the moment that you recognize that, what are the dynamics that you begin to engage in? And how much energy does that child, that fetus, developing child, feel when they're in utero? Those are all part and parcel of the birthing that happens after 9 months.
And what we have heard people tell us is they have some memory of what's going on. They have some memory of what their parents considered. And remember, in most cases, we were young. We didn't have enough money. We didn't know how we were going to make ends meet. Or we were thinking about all these things. But how would that little spirit perceive those things that we're going through?
Well, just the birth alone. Even if you take out all of the factors of living inside your mother's womb, and what if there are medical procedures that are done? They're doing medical procedures in utero now. What if the mother has to have a surgical procedure done? What if the mother has a trauma, a car accident? How does all of that energy affect the child? And then you go to the birth process itself. So you have whatever occurs, whether it's a cesarean or whether it's natural birth, you have all of those dynamics, and then there's the delivery room itself.
Yeah, and we'll get into that a little bit later, because what we're going to do is we're going to show you a way of reframing or re-creating what we went through, because we know the whole birth procedure was a trauma. Because did we know if we were going to die or not? Maybe. Sure. If we were in a comfortable fluid sac and it collapsed and we were being pushed out and it hurt, I would think that there would be a thought in our mind that this is life or death. Okay?
Yeah, so we're going to take you through an entire reframing exercise. Some people might call it a rebirthing exercise. We're going to take you through that in this show, so make sure that you're in a place where you can listen and then take this in so that you can help yourself later. And as far as the children, this is what we're attempting to show. So So this is what the energetics that your child or your friend's child has the moment they're born, and they go through these different processes. So they're already inheriting all these dynamics. Then they start inheriting the emotions of what are around them. So working with a baby is, as we said, it's going to take you about 10 minutes to work with a small baby, and then as they get a little older, it will take you a little longer because there's more to release, there's more to look for. They've had more life experiences by then. When they get to school age, they'll have not just their experiences, but also the experiences of what's gone on around them and their friends.
Okay, and so let's get right down to it, okay? And it's very similar to the animal healing as far as how we pull the energy off the children into ourselves. But what we want to do is keep it below your elbow. By keeping it below your elbow,
the energy,
it allows you to pull it out and to wash it and not process it through your body.
Right, so this is a very safe technique that we're going to give you, and you'll be able to work with this. We're going to take a small commercial break now, so make sure to come right back because we're going to go right into the technique of how you can best heal your children.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Talking about healing our children. So we want to, we were just talking about going into the, and explaining the right hand, left hand.
And there's a procedure that's going to let you feel which hand is which. So go ahead and hold your left hand close to your body at chest level with the tips of your fingers pointing straight up. So in other words, as if you're going to pray, your left and your right hand, your fingers are together, as if you're going to pray, and but they're not going to be touching. Hold your palms steady, and then take your right hand, and while holding your fingers together, wave your fingertips slowly up and down about 2 inches away from the palm of your left hand. The palm of your right hand is going to be just moving around. Notice if the energy is naturally flowing from your fingertips, and notice whether it feels like it's slightly being pulled into the palm of your left hand, or if the energy feels like it's being slightly pushed away or repelled by the palm of your left hand. Now, reverse the procedure. Wave the fingertips of your left hand 2 inches away from your right hand. And even though the difference might be slight, you'll be able to pick up which hand is which. And the hand that pulls the energy or draws the energy in is your pulling hand.
And now we've written this down in the way it works, the way the Heart and Soul Healing, but what we have found, and this has been consistently for the last 10 years, is women, your pulling hand is your left hand, okay? That's the hand that pulls energy in, but you want to keep it below your elbow. Because if I pull something from my child that was part of me, and I let it go through my body, it will go to the weakest part of your body, which is your liver, your kidneys, your femur, your digestive tract. That energy goes to that area. So we want to pull it to our elbow, and then we're going to release it and wash it and let it go, because it's just energy. Now, men, your right hand is your pulling hand. Okay? So what we want to do is, again, we pull energy in, and then we release it, okay?
If you feel that you want to remind yourself and that this will help you be more comfortable, take a hair tie or a scarf or something and tie it just below the elbow of your pulling hand. So women, that's our left hand is our pulling hand. That's the hand for me that's going to receive energy. It's going to pull energy is my left hand. And I ask women to just take a hair tie and put it down somewhere below their elbow, and you know the energy is not going to go any farther than where that hair tie is on your arm.
Now, again, the other side of the whole subject, the other side of the whole thing is your left hand is your hand that pulls energy in, and your right hand is the energy that pushes energy out. So what happens when you shake hands with a man? So let's say if Nancy and I shook hands, what would Nancy sense? That's her sending hand. That's my pulling hand. And when I go to shake hands, she'll feel like something has just left her body, or she feels like an energy movement, or something is, she's been violated in some way, and she doesn't know exactly what it is. Has that ever happened to any of you? And that's because we're built differently, and we are releasing energy, or we're picking up energy.
That's why we've been talking for so many different shows and for so many different years about being in your own space, because then you can continue to keep your own energy and you don't have to worry about shaking hands with somebody.
So what I want to do now is I want to get my son, daughter, and I want to be sure that they're either watching television or they're mellow or they've eaten and they're just kind of watching, they're being kind of calm. You don't want to get them to where they're wiggling all over. And you want to put your right hand, your left hand.
Well, left hand if you're a woman.
Woman, and right hand if you're a man. Put it on their lower back. And then what I want you to do is just pull and just allow, you'll feel energy coming into your hand. And sometimes you'll have a sense in your body, but it won't be affecting your body. It's developing those subtle senses that we've talked about. So you'll sense this energy is coming out of their tummy, of their back, of their head, or wherever they're holding it, okay? And so you do that for about 5 minutes, and then go take your hand and just think clear as you wash it, and just kind of, it's better to have lukewarm water because it feels better, okay? And just think of the energy is just going out of your hand, and then after you've cleared yourself, go back and do it again and be sure there's no more residual left in your son or daughter.
You will notice something that feels different on their low back, because what we're asking you to do on their low back is that is right across from their third chakra, or their midriff area, and that's where the seat of emotions are. So that's where everybody stores stuff. It's in our gut. You know, that's the first place it reacts. It's the first place it senses something. It's the first place it feels something is usually in our gut. We'll have this little twinge, or that's also where, you know, gut instinct or gut intuition comes from. So by putting your hand on the opposite side of that chakra in children, you're going to, you can just say quietly to yourself. You don't even have to say it out loud. Or you can say it to them if they're really quiet, but it's not necessary to use any words. Just that you're going to release all the energy that is harmful to them, or it doesn't feel good, or any of the old energy. And you will begin to feel little hits or little tingles. And you may not feel anything, and that's okay. But you may have some type of a sensation that just feels different than the way they normally feel. And you're going to feel it in your hand on the lower part of their back.
See, in most cases, you will sense something because the energy coming out of them is something you're familiar with, okay? It's your husband, it's your wife, it's your grandparents, it's somebody, it's your other children. It's something you're aware of, that vibration, so you can feel it. It's just imagine that they have a little more of whatever that vibration than they should. You're releasing that from them. And we have seen immediately children heal themselves. We've seen where they were sick. We've seen where they've been sick for, well, I'll give you an example of one. And that was a little boy overseas. And what happened is his father, when he was younger, was beat up by several men. Okay, and he almost died. And they left him for dead. And they finally rebuilt his face. It took about a year. Well, his child, 3 years or 5 years later, had those imprints that his father had when he was getting beat up. And that's what we released. So, now, that was nothing his father gave him. That was something energetically that he picked up. When we were being created, when we were being conceived, however it was, some of the energetics was picked up or was getting sick. And when we release that energy,
not just from the child, but also from the father.
Yes.
That was the most incredible session, was feeling the energy of the father that he was releasing, even though his accident had been a while ago.
Yes.
So we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to continue with healing our children.
www.kinpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart,
relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about healing our children. And so Nancy and I were just talking about different situations we've had, and she was just sharing with me a little boy that she worked with.
Well, the story Ken was telling right before we went on the break was of a small, I think he was 3 or 4 month old child. So this is a child who's not really, you know, getting around and not really feeling everything outside his crib or exploring his world yet. This is the energetic pattern that that little baby was wearing because he was being held by his father, who had those patterns on himself.
So we're not sure how this gets imprinted or how this gets conveyed or imprinted we're wearing. We're not sure exactly how it is. We can certainly tell you it happens, but we don't know how it happens.
And children, we have seen, have the most incredible power to instantly heal themselves. We had some of the most wonderful children visiting us in one of our workshops and session courses when we were working in one area. And there was a little boy that came to see me, and his mother shared with me before he came in the room that his teachers were at a loss as to what to do with him. He was in second grade, and he wasn't staying sitting still. And she said he had so much energy, and he sometimes was argumentative, and sometimes he would get angry, but most of the time he just didn't know how to relax. He didn't know how to calm down. He was just always into everything, and they wanted to put him on medication, and she said, you know, I don't want to do that to him. We watch his diet. He's doing everything fine, but she says there's something, she said it's almost like there's something that's not him, that's present with him, and what it was all of the dynamics and the energetics that he'd been involved with his older brothers and sisters. And they were skateboarding, and they were into video games, and they were doing all sorts. I mean, he was a much younger child, and the rest of his siblings were much older. So he had all the dynamics of the teenagers on him by the time he was a little boy. Well, after the clearing session with him, and he was about 7 by then, his mother actually called later, and she said, I don't know what happened. She said, he's gotten calmer. She came to another class we were giving the next day, and she was telling everybody. She said, her son just seems to be so good, and the little boy just, he hops off the table, and he goes, oh, that felt so good. I mean, you know, when you get a child saying, oh, that felt so good to you, and they have no idea what you're doing, then you know there's something going on.
Yeah, so we see these things. We see these cases all the time. As a matter of fact, when we're working overseas, sometimes we'll have 5 or 6 children into the first part of our session because there's, you know, they're bringing all their kids, and we work with 3 or 4 of them, and then they go away and work with the parents. So now back to how we clear our children. We want them to get right. Be in a place of being calm or quiet or kind of resting or kind of watching TV. You put your women. You put your right hand. Men. You put your right. Women. You put your left hand. Men, you put your right hand in the lower part of the back. You pull the energy up to but below your elbow. Remember, you can put a hair band, that kind of rubber band you have for your hair, or a rubber band on your elbow if you want to just reinforce in your mind that the energy is not going any further. Then you just pull all that and kind of imagine what you know that your child has been around. So somebody's angry or somebody's hurt or somebody's sick or things are not very good or there's dynamics going on. Just try to imagine that you're pulling all that kind of energy. And it's the energetics that you've had, your insecurities, your fears, your pain, your whatever it is, okay? Just imagine you're pulling that into your hand and do it for about 5 minutes and then go wash your hand in warm water, wash both hands, and just think clear and just kind of imagine. Be sure you've taken your rings off and you don't have watches on so none of the energy builds up in that. If you want more information on jewelry, go to The Way It Works and there's a whole section on how to clear your jewelry.
It's also under healing techniques on the website, kenpage.com. You can find clearing your jewelry there. And now after you've done their back, then you're going to want to move your hand to their chest. And it's really easy to do this, especially we have parents tell us when their children are watching something on television that they like, and so they're being really quiet. Then you're going to take your pulling hand, and you're just going to put it on their chest.
Okay, not just above their chest, you know, just right on the upper part of your chest, okay? And what I do is when I do that with children, I do it with myself first, and then I do it with the parent to show them that it's okay, and then I do it with them, you know, so they know. And then I'm really careful to tell them that nobody else should touch them unless their parents are there, and I try to instill that so they know that. And then what we're doing is we're clearing any type of energy that they might have around them. Now, this is more advanced, okay? And so they could have a black or red energy, and this is usually anger or hate or some kind of emotion from something in the past. So we're just releasing it. So we just ask them to close their eyes for a moment, and just we're going to release the energy, see the beautiful light in your eyes, look up with your spiritual eyes, have your eyes closed, and we're going to release this dark energy or this gray energy or this old energy off your chest, 1, 2, 3, and then let go, and they'll feel a release or something lifting off them.
It's very, very simple when you're doing this with your own children and they're quiet, because you just put your hand on their chest and your intention is to release the energy. So you can use the words, or you can just help release the energy. And most children, though, are going to tell you, oh yeah, it's a red energy or a black energy if you ask them. I don't think there's any child that hasn't been able to see something dark around them. And so you're helping to release some of the emotions of others that your child's picked up.
And so now, I think we've got that part. And so now we really want to talk about the rebirthing and the things that happen. Just think about the day that you were born. Think about you were in a good place, you were in a happy place, and all of a sudden your space collapsed. It became small, it shrank down, you couldn't breathe. Remember, you were breathing water, and now you're starting to breathe air, so are you choking? So we would know how that would feel as adults. But now, just imagine how we felt when we were a baby. And then going down the birth canal, it hurt, there was pain. Do we sense our parents? Do we sense our mother? Do we sense her fear? And sometimes there are long births, right? A long time. Some people are in the, what do I want to say, Nancy, in the... For 12, 14
labor. Labor has been very extended in some cases.
Yeah,
so.
And that can be, again, a hardship on the baby, extended labor. So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll explain all this and reframing
your
rebirthing.
Own birth for you.
Yeah.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
We've been talking about healing our children, and I think we've pretty much covered that. If you want more information, just email us, and we'll show you where it is and try to help you as best we can. Now, we're talking about reframing our birth experience. Now, again, we were just talking about when we are born, and just think about it. And then when we are born and when we do come out, is the room cold? Is the room light? Yes, we haven't ever seen our eyes, but all of a sudden it's very bright. All of a sudden it'd be very cold, and that would probably hurt in some ways, okay?
What if it's a forceps birth? What if it's a cesarean birth? You know, all of those things that you've been through.
And just think about it. We have the scale. Is it cold? We have the thermometer. I wouldn't be very happy if somebody put something up my bottom. And then we have the squeegee in our nose. I wouldn't be very happy if somebody put a squeegee in my nose and then pulled out all that stuff. And then, what is that with the eyes, Nancy?
They used to use silver nitrate.
Yeah.
And they don't do that anymore.
Oh, I know that. But that happened to me.
Yeah.
And what happened is, later on in my life, and this was 40 years from when I was born, I started to have a reaction on my birthday with my eyes because of the silver nitrate. So who knows how those things are set. But there's so many things. Now we're put right with our mother. Before, we were put away from, we were put away and put with other screaming children. You know, all those things could be pretty traumatizing.
But it's still, the nurse still takes the baby and has to weigh the baby. They measure the baby, and it's, the scale is not necessarily warm. You're not necessarily, you know, dressed up. You're lying there naked.
So we're going to reframe that now. So just imagine. So just sit back and just imagine, okay, and close your eyes. But this time I want you to imagine that everything is beautiful. You're in alignment, and you know that everything is safe. And just imagine you're going back, and it's the time of your birth, and everything is perfect. Your mother loves you. She cares for you. You know you're safe. You know it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And then everything starts to change. And all the water and all the liquid starts to move, but you can feel okay about breathing.
And you can also feel the excitement of your mother and your father. They can't wait to see you. You can't wait to see them. What a beautiful moment that's going to be when you finally get joined with the people that love you so much.
And this time, just think about having all the space that's necessary for you to come out and have all the comfort and have all the okay feelings, the feelings that you're safe, you're warm, and just imagine that you're being birthed and everything is perfect. The doctor knows what he's doing. The doctor cares. Everybody loves you. And all of a sudden you come out. And this time you're wrapped in warm towels. And the room is gentle. And the lights are kind of low so they don't hurt your eyes. And this time you're given right to your mother. You're put right on your mother's breast. And you can feel that your mother loves you. You can feel how special you are. You can feel that you are part of her. You can feel her heartbeat. Your heartbeat and her heartbeat become one. Everything is safe. And you know that you're going to be okay with all the things that you don't understand. Everything's going to be perfect for your life. Everything's going to be supportive of you and your little body. And everybody being respectful, and everybody being kind, and you being looked after. So just think about that, and feel that through every cell of your body.
How warm and safe you feel. How loved you feel.
Through your hands and your feet and your body, and just know that everything's going to be okay. So, that rebirthing and actually going back and revisualizing it, we have that whole technique. And we've actually cut it down. I actually made it much shorter for that. But I learned that over years and years of rebirthing. And about, remember back when we started to do the healing in the 90s, rebirthing was out when you had to do 10 sessions with somebody. And so I finally learned how to take that and reframe that old birth experience to a more positive and more kind and more supportive way of coming in.
And the next thing we'd like to do is to have you help yourself release some of your own pain, just like you did with your children. And you can take, women use your left hand, men use your right hand, and put it on your tummy. Put it over your emotional center and release into your own hand.
Well, this could be your knee. It could be your hip. It could be any place that has pain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your shoulder. So you just put your hand there and just pull the energy from your body into your hand. Keep it below your elbow. And release, and just, you know what it is. It's a tightness, it's a stress, it's a worry. So push all that in, pull all that energy into your hand.
And if there isn't anything specific in your physical body that's hurting you right now, but you've got some emotions that feel overwhelming, then put your hand on your belly and just say, I'm going to release all of the feelings, thoughts, and emotions I'm holding. Everything. Now you already know that you get to keep the wisdom and the joy and the love. You get to keep the happy, you get to keep the awareness, but anything else that you don't like, that doesn't feel good, that isn't working for you in your life, that's not comfortable, that feels overwhelming to you, let it go into your hand. Feel your hand pulling, literally, all of the energy that you don't want out of your body.
And as soon as you do that for about 5 minutes, and then you're just going to, again, go into the sink, have warm water, wash your hand, and just think clear, like you're just clearing all that energy, all those emotions, you're letting it all go. Now, if you do a lot of energy work, okay, like with your family, and then you do it with yourself, you want to be sure you take a shower in a few hours after you've worked to be sure there's no residual left on you. The clearer you can be, the better. You know, you always feel better when you take a shower. You always feel cleaner. So it's good for our mind just to know that we are clear.
In fact, every time you do take a shower, no matter when it is, whether it's coming, whether it's in the morning or coming in from the gym or out being outside, whenever you're in the shower or the bath, just move your hands down your body and say clear. That's all it takes. It's your intention that's actually going to help you release all the daily energetics. Think about everything that goes on in your life in one day. All of the people that you encounter, all of the challenges that you may have, all of the emotions that even if you're feeling good yourself and somebody else is having a bad day or they're having a traumatic experience and you're there to comfort them, look at the energetics that you're involved with. And often that's when we least expect it, when we begin inheriting some of the energetics, because we're caring, and that's what we do. We help other individuals. So we hope that we've given you a lot of insight and information today.
And we want you to be sure to go on our website, and that's www.kenpage.com, because that information is in the way it works, and it's in also in the clearing techniques. So you look at those techniques, because they're very easy to incorporate with your life.
You've got lots of free books right on the homepage. Scroll around the homepage and just look at some of the links that we have. If you'd like to ask us any questions, feel free to email office@kenpage.com, and we'll answer your email. Every one of our emails gets answered. So we've given you some more food for thought. Just listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, right here on healthylife.net to The Way It Works.
This is Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.